Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Day 23 of Never Lose Hope. The title of today's devotion is Tabernacled Among Us. Christianity does not begin with our pursuit of Christ. It begins with Christ's pursuit of us. Augustine once said, "The word of the Father by whom all time was created was made flesh and born in time for us. The maker of man became man, that he, the bread, might be hungry, that he, the fountain, might thirst, that he, the way, might be wearied in the journey, that he, the truth, might be accused by false witnesses, that he, the just, might be condemned by the unjust, that he, the foundation, might be suspended on a cross, and that he, the life, might die." Our text for today is John chapter 1, verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The term dwelt means to live in a tent. In other words, Jesus tabernacled among us. Everything God's presence was in the Old Testament tabernacle, Christ is now to us through his incarnation. Jesus came to earth to save and redeem mankind. He left heaven so that we could experience his presence in our hearts. John's wording here is specific for a significant reason. We have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father. The Shekinah glory that filled the tabernacle comes to mind. The presence of God would fill the Old Testament tabernacle so gloriously that Moses was not even able to enter it. It was so full of God that there was no room for anybody else. Only the high priest had the privilege of going into the Holy of Holies one time a year and experiencing a closeness with God. Jesus was born into the world so that by his death, God could grant everyone access to God's glorious presence. The same presence that was in the tabernacles is experienced with Jesus as the Holy Spirit lives in us. When Jesus left his home in heaven, he made room for all of us to encounter the glory of God. Never forget that the Word, Jesus, became flesh. In Colossians 2:9, Paul adds clarification to John's emphasis. "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body." The fullness of God dwells in the person of Jesus Christ. As someone once said, Jesus is God with skin on. God robed his Son in flesh so Jesus could walk among us. Notice the emphasis on Jesus' flesh in the following scripture, Hebrews 2:14-15. "Because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could, he died. And only by dying he could break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying." And Philippians 2:6-8, "Jesus Christ, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." And finally, Hebrews 4:15, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin." Jesus came in flesh and blood and lived a perfect, sinless life to die for our sinful flesh. Because he took on flesh, he knows our struggles. Because Jesus was clothed with humanity, he knows our pain. Christ was tempted in every way we are, yet he did not sin. This means we have a Savior who can identify with those he came to rescue. The incarnation is the invitation for celebration. Since there was no way for humanity to get to God, God sent Jesus to us. Jesus left heaven and came down to earth so that we could leave earth one day and go to heaven. Jesus came to dwell among us, and he came to die. Because no animal sacrifice could cover our sin, Jesus became the sacrifice as the Passover lamb. Jesus lived a sinless life and died a sacrificial death so that we could be forgiven of all our sins and have everlasting life. I have often wondered why there was no room in Bethlehem for Jesus when he came in the flesh. You would think that the God of the universe would have reserved a room for his only son. At least somebody should have made room for him. May his birth remind you to make room for Jesus. Please take a few moments to consider the following questions. Is your life too full of the things of this world that there is no room for Jesus? How can you make room today for his glory to fill your life? And finally, how does the fact that Jesus was fully human and fully God help you live with greater hope today? Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you have a blessed day.